बच्चे आपके गए हैं, उन टीटीपी वालों ने आपके बच्चों को मारा है? नहीं।
She asks, did the Taliban kill your children? How can you talk to them? This is Shahana at a protest against her government's decision to talk to the Pakistani Taliban. Her son was among the 132 students killed at an army public school by the armed group in 2014. The Pakistani Taliban said it was in revenge for the military's operations in tribal areas. Shahana is now angry at the Pakistani government and military for starting negotiations without punishing the culprits of that attack.
How do I forget everything? They say 80,000 people have been killed. You're not the only one. I sympathize with everyone, but how do I forget my dead son? This is wrong. They are criminals. How can you forgive murderers?
The government says the state has the right to talk, but the armed group will have to, in its words, bow its head before the constitution. In addition to releasing a large number of its prisoners, the Pakistani Taliban's demands reportedly include opening a political office in another country, reversing the merger of tribal areas with the northern KP province, and the enforcement of its version of Islamic law in Pakistan.
Roger, move.
And while the negotiations are underway, law enforcement teams say they are carrying out operations against what they call criminals and terrorists.
This is not the first time the government is talking to the Pakistani Taliban or TTP, but simultaneously a database is being established to make sure they have the details of the sympathizers, the supporters and the fighters which belong to the group.
Now, Pakistan's Special Security Department says it's implementing a research-based strategy to understand trends of terrorism. This new process is helping the police to carry out hundreds of targeted operations across the northern KP province, which shares a border with Afghanistan.
Crime and terrorism has a lot of nexus also. They do not have a very regimented or a structured organization. They keep moving from one terrorist group to the other. We've been able to tabulate and then give guideline to our field units, and they are now going for targeted operations.
But Pakistan's highest court is not convinced the strategy to hold talks is well thought out. It's already summoned Prime Minister Imran Khan, and the judges asked him, quote, are we going to surrender once again? He was told, you brought those guilty to the negotiating table.
All the groups, individuals and the groups, they have to surrender before any talks can succeed.
The government maintains the Pakistani Taliban have safe havens across the border in Afghanistan. The latest ceasefire was brokered by the Afghan Taliban, which used its influence with the Pakistani Taliban.
We are acting as an intermediary, and we can only try. We will continue to do it so that the talks should reach to a fruitful ending between the two brothers.
As the murky talks are underway, Shahana shows us the stain of her son's blood on his shoe. Victims of the Pakistani Taliban are demanding justice before making deals with who they see as murderers. Osama bin Javed, Al Jazeera, Chaktara, Northern Pakistan.